Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Thursday the 13th. Yep, not Friday. 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like Apple might be facing a class action lawsuit in the UK, and it looks to be over App Store overcharging. In this lawsuit, it's claiming it's overcharged nearly 20 million UK customers. Now, the claim filed in London is saying that Apple's 30% fee is excessive and completely unlawful. Now, they're asking for the US firm to compensate the UK iPhone and iPad users for years of alleged overcharging. Now, Rachel Kent, who's taking the lead on this case, is saying Apple is abusing its dominance in the App Store market, which they believe in turn impacts UK customers. Apple themselves, well, they haven't commented on this yet. Probably advice from their own lawyers. If the lawsuit does push through, Apple could face paying out in excess of £1.5 billion. Or that's about $2.1 billion. Up from the UK, we head on over to Germany, and Germany's saying to Facebook, hey, stop collecting data, at least for German users that are using WhatsApp. Yes, a German regulator is out in force once again for the WhatsApp app, saying that users who agree to data collection practices under the new updated privacy policy, well, it's not legal either. Because of this, they've now ordered Facebook to stop collecting data from WhatsApp users, and this will be under a 3-month emergency ban. Now, Facebook is saying, no, hang on a second here. They feel, once again, they're in the right. They've informed their users about this new privacy policy. The users have agreed to opt in, and all should be well. Now, of course, this hasn't taken place yet. We've got a whole 2 days before it does. That's when WhatsApp users will need to agree to the new terms, which will be set in place by May 15th. You might remember, though, Facebook actually pushed this thing back. It was all supposed to take place on February 8th, but there was too much confusion and misinformation, so they decided to delay it. Sounds like that confusion and misinformation? Yep, still pretty much there. Now, we all know it seems like flip phones must be the rage again. Apparently, Asus, though, didn't get the memo entirely. Asus, yes, has introduced a new flip phone, but it's only for the camera. Now, the Zenfone 8 Flip, though, will give you a lot more real estate on the screen, 6.67 inches, but the refresh rate, a little less, 90 hertz on this screen. Still, though, 1080p OLED panel. As far as the pricing on the two phones, well, that's something that we're going to have to wait for Asus to flip our way. And finally, has to be said for the Nintendo Switch, yeah, it's been kind of crickets lately. Not a whole lot going on. That changes today, however, though. That is if you're willing to fork over $10. What exciting new feature, game, whatever is coming? Yeah, none of that. Now it's a $10 calculator. Yes, that's correct. A $10 calculator app. Now, the app, which is actually spotted by the folks over there at Eurogamer, is literally just called that, calculator. Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be able to do dual calculations. Nope, this is one player only. Thankfully, though, it will work on the TV and the handheld modes. Strangely enough, though, you can see where they got their inspiration for the app. Definitely looks like the iPhone's old calculator app. So those of you out there who are complaining, hey, we don't have much of non-gaming apps out there, well, complain no more. Now, it may not be Netflix. No, it may not be Spotify. But hey, at least now you can calculate. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN content over there. Of course, you can find us on Facebook too at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.